These lectures are titled Human Prehistory and the First Civilizations, Part 3. Lecture 13, After the Ice Age.
Now we come to a new chapter in the prehistory of humankind. We're going to talk in this part of the course about the origins of food production, that is, agriculture and the domestication of animals, a turning point in human prehistory. This, Lecture 13, will cover a variety of topics relating to this most catalytic moment in the prehistory of humankind. We'll begin by looking at the dramatic environmental changes that followed the end of the Ice Age about 15,000 years ago. Then we'll describe the so-called Mesolithic cultures, which developed out of earlier Cro-Magnon societies in Europe, where the climate change perhaps had the most dramatic effect on humanity, where people had to adjust from glacial tundra to forest and coastal living. And after that, we'll travel to southwestern Asia and examine the Natufian culture, a hunter-gatherer society which flourished in a part of southwestern Asia which is much drier today than it was after the Ice Age. And then finally, we'll describe how a short, bitterly cold event, so-called Younger Dryas event, named after a polar flower, which happened about 11,000 years ago, brought major drought cycles to southwestern Asia and had momentous consequences for humankind. So this lecture covers a lot of ground. Time frame, about 15,000 to 10,000 years ago. A fairly short period of time by the standards of the chronologies we've had in earlier lectures. At the end of the Ice Age, we experienced massive global warming. Not the sort of anthropogenic global warming which is in the headlines now, but major environmental change. Way back earlier in the course, I talked about this constant transition from cold to warm and back to cold. What happened after 15,000 years ago was one of the warm-ups, dramatically fast. And within 6,000 years, the world's climate warmed up to near modern levels. This change is nothing unusual. It followed the long-term trend of cooling and warming, with slow cooling and rapid warm-ups, a pattern that's been repeated again and again over the last 700,000 years or more. Inevitably, these changes were especially dramatic in the northern hemisphere, close to where the great ice sheets mantled both Scandinavia and modern-day Canada, as well as other mountain ranges like the Pyrenees, the Alps, and the Andes. The great ice sheets of northern latitudes melted rapidly. The effect of this was to release huge amounts of glacial meltwater into the oceans. In response, sea levels rose rapidly. They rose not straight up, but very different ways in different places. Why? Because in places they were adjusting the Earth's crust, adjusted to the reduced weight of the water on the land. Earth movements changed it. The configuration of the coastline made a difference. But generally everywhere, sea levels rose. Until by about 6,000 BC, not years ago, BC, sea levels were basically at modern levels. This rapid sea level rise had a number of very important consequences for humankind. The first one is that it inundated continental shelves off the coasts of all the continents. By 11,000 years ago, or slightly later, Siberia was severed from Alaska. The plains of Southeast Asia, which played such a major part in the first settlement of Australia and New Guinea, was flooded, leaving only the islands of today. England was no longer part of the continent. The southern North Sea was flooded. But most important of all from our story, the Baltic Sea came into being. But that was the result of the retreat of ice sheets.